I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. There's been a lot of talk lately about vitamin D. How much does a healthy body need? Can too much of it be bad for you? Among other key questions. Well, fear not. We've got someone here to separate fact from fiction, and he's the guest this week on Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. John Webb is the program director of the Nephrology Fellowship at UK Healthcare and a nephrologist with a special interest in bone and mineral disorders, especially osteoporosis. He talks with Dr. Greg about the most recent research into vitamin D.
It's a really common question. I think it's come under a lot of interest because vitamin D can impact so many different organ systems, not just skeletal health, but there's been correlation with immune system, cardiac health, neurologic health, and so I think that there's a lot of interest in seeing what this hormone can do. And one of the things that has recently been studied is how much is enough for repletion and normal function, and what can it do in these organ systems when it has a so-called normal level.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that's come through in the popular press over the last few years is there seems to be almost a scare or a panic that a lot of us have too low a level. Is that the case? And if so, what sort of things should people do to be thinking about that and perhaps remedy it?
That's true. And a lot of that is based on which guideline or which task force you're looking at in terms of defining what is insufficiency or deficiency. And when you look at those kind of markers, for example, the National Osteoporosis Foundation suggests that a level near 30 in the units that the vitamin D are measured is an adequate amount. And if you look at that level, somewhere around 30 to 60% of Americans have levels below that on random checks. Mm-hmm. And so then it becomes, well, which of those target populations really need to be treated and which ones have consequences from those low levels, and then how do we go about monitoring the response to that level? I think in general, the populations that really should be thinking about vitamin D deficiency are those that have skeletal health conditions such as osteoporosis. Those are the conditions involving the skeleton that are most proven to be beneficial in terms of vitamin D supplementation. There hasn't been robust data in terms of looking at these other organ systems and improving other disease states. And so there's really target populations that we can identify as being more likely to be low, and then those with only specific conditions we know can be beneficial to replete.
Mm-hmm. And osteoporosis in general is what, John?
So osteoporosis is defined as the propensity to a fracture, a fragile fracture. And that can be defined in a few different ways, one of which would be a simple x-ray that can measure the quantity of your bone. It's known as a bone mineral density test. And that can use criteria to suggest that you have osteoporosis. The other criteria for osteoporosis is if you have a fragile fracture, such as a vertebral compression fracture, that would warrant a diagnosis of osteoporosis as well.
Mm-hmm. So, I think circling back to a basic foundational concept that we talk about on the show a lot is when you do have questions about this, perhaps instead of trusting internet sources that may or may not be reliable, probably a good first step is to go to your primary care physician, talk with her or him about these issues and in the context of who you are as a patient. If you're a 22-year-old versus a 60-year-old, you might have some different considerations.
Right, absolutely. And I think that discussion is important. I think that one thing to keep in mind is these supplements are readily available over the counter. You don't have to have a prescription. And the doses that are available can be very, very high, and they can actually predispose someone to vitamin D toxicity, which can be a serious condition that can lead to hospitalization, extreme levels of calcium, and they're certainly not to be without risk. And so I would carefully have a discussion with a provider and discuss the risks and benefits of testing and supplementation to maintain appropriate vitamin D levels.
Is there anything we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about in this general discussion of vitamin D?
Sure. I think that on the most part, persons get enough vitamin D if they have fairly reasonable sunlight exposure. It is important to remember that sunscreen can block the absorption of vitamin D, and there's, you know, for example, in makeup and other things of that nature, there's a fair amount of SPF, and that can block vitamin D absorption. And so it is somewhat common just because we've become more cognizant of protecting our skin. But on the average, we can get what we need as long as we're not, you know, overly protected and out of the sunlight. The best time to consider testing is in the fall to winter months when you don't have quite as much sunlight. And so it's certainly a risk-benefit discussion with your provider. It's not something that I would recommend taking without that discussion over the counter. And this is one of those things that more is certainly not better. It's not going to prevent you from needing other medications, such as you might need prescription medicines for osteoporosis. It can be part of the treatment, but it won't replace that. And so we do need to be careful with over-the-counter medicines in that regard.
My thanks today to Dr. John Webb, Program Director of the Nephrology Fellowship and nephrologist at UK Healthcare, for talking with us about the most recent updates in vitamin D. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.